Restoring My Soul, Monday the 6th of December. Another Law. It is our disobedience to the Word of God that brings us under its judgment. Paul highlighted the reality that a person with a carnal mind is well able to delight in the law of God, but they have no capacity to serve or obey it. Recognizing that the motive governs mind, a person may simply be motivated by the law of sin to delight in the law of God if they perceive it to be beneficial for them to do so. We note that there is a difference between setting our mind on the law and setting our mind on the Spirit. Equally, a believer may genuinely delight in the Word of God because they have received spiritual illumination. However, Paul testified that regardless of his agreement with the Word, and even his will to obey the Word, he did not have the capacity for obedience in his flesh. He came to understand that he had another law in his heart, which warred against any decision in his mind to be obedient, because it demanded that he remain in control of the parameters of his life. He recognized that his unyielding desire for control in his heart led him back into bondage to the law of sin and under the judgment of God. Paul appreciated that his deliverance from the other law in his heart was a lifelong process as he continued to participate in the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings. Furthermore, he understood that he would not be delivered from the pain and suffering that was associated with his mortality until the end of his earthly pilgrimage. Paul embraced the reality of his mortality as his participation in Christ's sufferings. However, he also looked forward to the day when his mortality would be wholly swallowed up by the resurrection life of God and his final deliverance from the body of death. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 7 verse 22, Romans chapter 7 verse 15, Romans chapter 7 verse 23, and 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 1 to 5. For further study, James chapter 3.